in the top
of
your head.
This call is being recorded.
Now do it all throughout your body. Extend out all the way around. Blow up like a balloon out about 6 inches. See all the surfaces of your body extending out. Very good. Now bring it back into normal again. And now extend out 12 inches all the way around, completely like you're blowing up a balloon, up like a balloon. Very good. Now don't bring it back in now. Leave it out like that. And with somebody here in the room, just describe what it's like, what that blowing up like a balloon is like, or extending yourself out. How do you see it or experience it? Anybody?
Less dense.
Less dense. Okay. Somebody else?
Very light. Very much lighter.
Very much lighter. Good. Anybody else?
Vibrating,
floating, dancing. If you're dancing, that means you've already gotten out. So you're moving ahead, but yeah, that's okay. Fine. Just don't go too far away.
Okay.
Stay with us. Okay, very good. Now, the next part of this is to really get the visualization part of this whole thing down. You're now out in your astral body, and I want you to go quickly to the front of this building here that we are in here. Those of you on the phone, just think yourself here and you're here. You can feel the motion if you want, as if you were flying here, and that's fine. If you need to know where we are, it's in the Payson area of Arizona, if that helps. In the mountains. It's actually a place called Elk Haven Lodge, which is near Christopher Creek. But you don't have to worry about it because your higher self is your GPS here. You don't need anything else here. So just stand at the front of this door to the building that we're in here. They call it the big house here. So somebody on the Well, somebody on the phone first, since you haven't actually been here, although
yes.
Somebody's probably in the cheat that was already here last time and they remember, but that's okay. Somebody, go ahead, Raina. What do you see as you're looking at the front door?
I'm floating, and my hands are stretched, my legs, that I'm flying, actually, and looking on the door. And then I'm seeing everybody else floating too.
You see in the room?
Yes. Everybody's floating.
Okay, you're seeing right through the door then, all right? How about, can somebody else on the phone describe what they're seeing standing outside of the building as they're looking at the building? Not coming inside. Anybody? Come on, there's no right or wrong here. There's a reason for doing part of the exercise.
A lot of trees and very bright outside. The sky is very bright.
Did you say very bright outside?
Yes, the sky is bright and a lot of trees.
Okay, all right.
I see a kind of an old-fashioned kind of log cabin-y kind of thing, like Abraham Lincoln kind of like look to the
very place. Good. An old fashioned log cabin-y look, she said.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Perfect. Mm-hmm. That's right on. Mm-hmm. Who was that?
Lorelei.
Who was it that said that?
Lorelei.
Lorelei. Yes. Perfect, Lorelei.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I saw also old-fashioned. It's old-looking.
Old-fashioned, yep. Okay, very good. All right, now what I want you to do is I want you to jump up quickly onto the roof of this building. All of you, again, those of you that are on the phone, just be here and be up on the roof of this building. This big house, they call it. Just be up on the roof and get the perspective of being up on the roof now. You can just jump right up, float up, dance up if you want, whatever. And then begin to float up off of the roof, just above it, and begin to move around. Those of you that came from other places now, you may have already felt this sense of motion in flying here. And that's great, because movement leads to awareness. The more you move around, the more aware you become in the astral body. So allow yourself to move around. Feel the sense of motion. And as they always say on our Sunday calls, you can look back down and see your physical body. It always helps to get that perspective that you are not in the body at this point. You are outside of the body. Therefore, astral traveling. So as you're floating up above the building, just let yourself just fly around, go from tree to tree if you want. Just, again, get that sense of motion. Dance, do somersaults, whatever works for you. Everybody doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody having fun with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, again, it's playtime. The more you be a child in this, just have fun. Enjoy it. Make it real for you. Even though there's a part of you inside that's saying, oh, I'm just making this up. Well, if you believe that, that's exactly what you're doing then. So don't let that happen. Play with it, let it go, be a child here, just as a child would play with this. So now I want you to begin to move up as a group, all of us, all up at once. Get into a circle above the roof of this building. Big circle. Close to 20 of us here. There's another 40 or so that are on the phone. So it's a big circle of 50 to 60 people. 50 to 60 astral forms. Can you see the astral forms now? Can you see each of
mm-hmm.
these?
Yes.
Circle. Yep. Mm-hmm. Circle. And what are we doing as we're in this circle?
Holding hands.
Holding mm-hmm. hands.
Yep, holding me.
And swaying. Very good. Awesome. Now, what else are we doing? Does anybody notice? We just started doing it. What?
Floating.
Floating, but what else?
We're doing body hands.
Okay. Aren't we, like, going around a little bit?
We're going up.
We're twirling.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect. Wonderful. Okay. Now, allow yourselves to, in this circle, keep in this circle, keep it rotating around. We're going clockwise around. Not fast. We don't have to do this fast. You don't want to get dizzy doing it, although you really wouldn't. But just keep going up as if we were kind of like a ship. Flying up and rotating around. And we're going up higher, but we're not going to go too high. We're going to go up just 500 feet above the roof of this building. 500 feet. And you're going to stop there as a group, as a circle. We're going to stop right there. Okay, and your higher self, again, perfect GPS system, knows exactly where we need to be. Okay, 500 feet up, and obviously here we have a nighttime vision. Okay, it's nighttime here, and we can see this as nighttime. But now I want us all to change this nighttime scene to a daytime scene. Make it a nice, bright daytime scene. Change the night to day. Everybody able to do that?
Yes. He's here.
Just simply visualize it. See it happening. And again, as always, if you have trouble visualizing, think it. And oftentimes when you think something, sometimes then a picture shows up after. Okay, so we have a daytime scene. Now we're going to change this back to a nighttime scene again. But we're going to make it a little bit later at night now. Okay, we were around 8:30. Now we're going to make it more like 12 o'clock at night. Of course, it's going to be a little darker in the forest here. It gets really dark. There aren't a lot of stars out tonight because it's kind of clouded over. Okay, does everybody have a nighttime scene?
Yes.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Now we're going to change this again back to a daytime scene. But this time I want you to make it the brightest daytime scene you can possibly imagine. Bright, bright, bright daytime scene. Make it so bright as if you were looking straight at the sun, and the sun was the brightest you could have ever imagined. Okay, now we have this bright, bright daytime scene, and the reason we do this, nighttime to daytime, daytime to nighttime, back to daytime, is to gain control over time. You're gaining control over time in this respect. And at this 500-foot level, in this bright, bright daytime scene, you now have access to the timeline. The timeline which can take you to any point in your past, as far as this life goes, as far and also into your past lives, past that barrier that so often keeps people from remembering their past lives. And notice I use the term remembering because that's all it is memories. That's all it is. But now, sometimes we would go into the past, but this time we're not. This time we're going to move ahead into the future. Not a lot, just a little bit. Let's move ahead. Does everybody see the timeline, first of all? Almost as if, the way it is for me anyway, is if you look down from where you are a little bit, and there's this timeline running. And you can see right where we are now. You can look and can follow that line all the way back. And if you were to go back a little bit, which you can now if you want to, just a bit, you can see the past lives falling below you, almost as if it was a picture show. At least that's the way I was able to see it. You might have it different. But you could follow that back, and you could look at any past life that you wanted to, or that your higher self would allow you to see.
Wow,
but now, back to the present again, the timeline there. You can see it also goes far into the future. You can follow that out with your eyes and you can see far into the future. And if you want, you can even see the dates that are there. Almost as if you were in a time machine. What happens in those time machine movies? You see the time moving, right? Well, it's the same thing here. This is a time machine. And in reality, you could actually use this as a time machine. When you fully believed and understood this process, you could actually go in this time machine as you're doing here and go anywhere you wanted, certainly in the past, and actually be there again. We've done it before. So now, though, go ahead a little bit into the future. We're in the month of December here. Let's just for the heck of it, let's just go ahead a few weeks here. Just toward the end of December. Would anybody care to say what they're seeing for the end of this month? Just let it be whatever it is. Again, no right or wrong here. And everything that you're seeing now is totally based on the present moment that we are in right now, based on probability and potential. All it is, not written in stone. So anybody want to say, like 3 weeks from now, just before Christmas, what are they seeing?
I'm actually seeing it snow. I'm seeing it very Christmas-looking and people bundled up. I feel
okay. Cheryl's saying she's seeing it very Christmas-looking, snow. All right.
People singing carols.
Okay. I heard somebody in the room say something quite different, though.
I'm seeing a lot of announcements being shared with the planet, and people are either exuberant with joy or kind of having a moment with it. So I see a lot of amazing, beautiful announcements, and sorry to say,
go
even
to
some arrests.
Yes, glued to TV.
Yeah.
Announcements, glued to the TV,
mm-hmm.
people, some being shocked, some being, you know, like those of us would be, yay, kind
happy.
Of thing.
Happy, yeah.
Okay, somebody mentioned they see the event.
Yeah.
So in 3 weeks, you see the event happening. Wow. Wouldn't that be something?
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Gary said what here? You're seeing what?
Coming down through the sun that was sent to the black, the temple of the sun, and it's of a Christ's light.
Okay, let me repeat as you're saying, because they can't hear it, so you have to go slow here. So you see a divine light coming down from the galactic central sun, you said?
Yes.
And it's a Christed light?
And it's in a wave.
In a wave?
Yes.
Okay, so...
And it keeps admitting that the wave, frequency wave, keeps coming into us, keeps coming toward us, and we keep absorbing it. And certain people... I can actually see people absorbing it, like us, with great joy, and others with discomfort.
This is why some people singing and some people not.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else now? Anything else that anyone is seeing? You are doing wonderfully here because you are seeing things as they could be. Not as they are or as they will be, but as they could be. So continue the process. This is wonderful that you are doing this and letting it be what it is. Anyone else here before we move further into your future?
Hello, Michelle.
One at a time, please.
I'm seeing my kids in a state of shock. Like, Mom, wait, Mom, what Mom said is right.
People in a state of shock. Yes, some will be, certainly.
I see Matt landing.
The family?
The family gathering in just to try to support each other because they're having great concerns.
Family gathering to support each other because they have great concern here. Okay, yes.
I'm crying from joy.
Yes. Crying from joy, yes.
I'm seeing
for
a lot
those
of water.
You know that you are in the eye of the storm here. But for others around, they are seeing the storm. They are seeing the storm that you have been preparing for some time now. You see? The announcements, the arrests, all of this is the storm that is coming.
Freedom.
And again, you have been preparing for not only this lifetime, but for many lifetimes coming into this.
Freedom.
Back, you began preparing for this when you first volunteered to come here. Many thousands and thousands of years ago.
Wow.
Now, we would now move ahead a little bit more here. So we were looking at just prior to your holiday season, your Christmas here, and we now move ahead. Let's move to the summer of the next year, the 2019.
Wow.
2019, did you ever think you would get here?
Maybe.
What are you seeing now?
I'm keep seeing a lot of water.
One at a time, please. We're hearing here in the room, they're seeing divine governance. Please describe what you mean by divine governance.
I'm seeing the divine governance of Yeshua and Joseph, along with the I'm seeing the archangels in Washington, D.C. with Yeshua, Mary Magdalene by his side. They're equally sharing the divine power of divine feminine.
So you are seeing the company of heaven taking over here.
Oh, yes.
Would you say that?
Oh, yes. They are there. They're already ready to go. And they will be there. And by this time summer, their business will almost, it won't be as usual, but business will be going on because around the 25th it's been decreed that this will happen. And
by the 25th of what?
December. That it will begin. And this divine governance will be in motion, and the light workers, the light bearers will be there. We'll be in assistance. People will be coming to us for explanations, for help, for
yes.
assistance and understanding.
We need to correct you on one thing here, though. You said that you were intimating that the company of heaven, those of the archangels, the angels, Yeshua, and all of the rest, take over, and they do not take over. There is no taking over, because this is your world. You see? This is your world. This is your world to take control of. They are going to be here, though, certainly, to assist in the process.
That's what I mean.
As ambassadors, as ones that are here to guide and help set up the governance here. Now, there is one thing that has not been mentioned yet. Has anyone seen the help coming from the Agarthans here?
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. Yes, yes.
Hello, they
yes,
will step forward. Yes,
right,
please, if you are seeing that, please describe what you are seeing there on the phone.
I'm seeing that we're starting to create houses that are like earth friendly, and we're getting out of these monstrosities that we've been creating. It's like a whole other way of being in the earth.
Financial system is changed. Financial system is going to be changed to quantum.
I'm seeing
financial
large
system.
Fields,
yes.
Beautiful.
Certainly that will
water.
Be changed.
Crystal buildings.
Crystal buildings. You see this by the summer of this next year?
No.
I see.
No,
wait,
it's in your future.
Back?
No.
our brothers and sisters coming in, coming up from.
We cannot hear you on the phone. You must speak more fully into your microphone.
I can see our brothers and sisters from inner earth coming up and out from different places and
we
coming
see,
to help us.
Yes, we say coming from inner earth, coming up from there.
Yes.
Yes. Very good. Wonderful. Now, that is just, you're 6-7 months away from now, would you say?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is all that you are seeing here. That is pretty wonderful, is it not? So if all
yes.
of this came to be, would this not be a glorious time that you are in?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We tell you something now, and we want you to, what is this saying? Get this into your noggins. You are in a glorious time right now, right in the moment now. You do not need to wait for the 6-7 months from now to be in that glorious time. You are in it now, if you allow it to be. Create it, because if you are creating it here and now, in the perfect now, then you are creating what you are seeing. You see, those of you that are doing this process right now are seeing based on what you are creating. But the collective consciousness is also, of course, fully involved in this. And the collective consciousness, for the most part, has no idea of any of this. Not at the conscious knowing level self. But they have an idea of all of this at the subconscious level. Those levels that are beyond the programming part of this. You see, there is the programming part, and there is that part of you that is beyond the programming, more the higher self part here.
Mm-hmm.
You see? You see where we are going with this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good. Now we want you to really let go here a little bit. And we're going to go further into the future. We're going to go, let's say, 5 years into your future. So you're going to be in the year 2023. Now what do you see?
Less brothers and sisters.
Hold here on the phone. There is one here saying they see less people here.
A lot of them are gone.
Where did they go?
They died or they went to somewhere else.
They died or they went somewhere else?
Right, but the ones that are here and have encountered in great joy, so they are making new couples. The ones
that are staying and the
ones that are
changing,
right? And
they are
really, really happy.
Really happy, yes.
Really happy.
Very good.
You see galactic travel.
You see galactic travel. That could be where some of them went, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say no?
Yes
and no? Okay. Yes and no?
I'm seeing the ones.
No, yes and no first. Isn't this yours? Go slowly, though, so we can repeat here for you.
Okay. Well, the ships have already landed.
So in 5 years, you see the ships having landed.
Well, they have already landed.
Yes.
But they're here assisting us with our new government and our new world. And we have gotten.
They are here assisting with your new government, your new world, and now you are introducing the twin flames as well.
Yes.
Mm.
Open that too.
Yes.
But I do see a visual, I manifest. I see
the twin flame as my nose. Very good. Very good. And you were saying something else here, the one Gary?
Yes, this is a kind of tail end of what Vivi was saying. I'm also seeing those with negativity and those who would do harm to others leaving the planet.
Those of negativity and that would do harm to others
and
have not, left the building, have left
not,
the planet.
Yeah, and not actually perishing, maybe some, but many going to another reality where they can live out this frequency of doing harm to others and having this low frequency level. And finally, and that we send them love and light to support them in them finding their way and finally raising their frequency, vibration, and ascending in this 3D world that they go to, but not on our time.
So you say they are moving to a new world, a new
some.
Planet?
Some.
Some are.
Or let's say a parallel or a different universe or plane of existence that's more in a 3D framework. And it could be
so a
another
new,
version of this Earth.
A new
another
plane of existence, a new version of this Earth, such as a parallel world?
Yes. A low-frequency 3D world where they can live out their life and their fantasies.
Very good. Very good.
They needed more time
to achieve
their
growth. Yes.
They're in a right place for them.
In the right place for them. Wonderful.
No judgment.
Wonderful. Are you all getting this because you've read about it before or heard about it before? Or are you getting it because you are really seeing it now?
I'm seeing it.
And even more importantly,
feeling
it. Yes, mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah. It'll happen sooner.
Yeah.
I'm super joyful, and I see a lot of fears.
Yes.
And I also see that a lot of the galactics are intermingling with us, and we are doing it in a peaceful way. The
yes.
fear is gone. We're not fearful of these tall people that are
around.
Yes. The one James here is sending us a picture of the cantina in your Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
You are okay with it.
You are okay with it, yes. Because you, the ones that are here, continue on, will be of higher consciousness. So the idea of race and creed and religion and all the differences will be gone. Yes.
Yay.
This is the fact, people. This is not part of potential or probability. This is real. This
it
is a fact.
Is.
This will happen. Just cannot say when it will be, but we can say it is coming. It is real. It cannot be stopped at this point. Nothing can stop these things. Now, anyone else here on the phone have something they wish to share about this?
Yes,
5 years
I want
from
to.
Now.
Yes,
yes,
I want to.
Good.
Okay.
Please give someone here on the phone a chance that has not shared yet.
Go ahead.
Okay. I see that the planet is a lot more greenery. A lot of the buildings and stuff are not here anymore. I'm guessing maybe they I don't know.
You cleared it off.
Underground or off, and then they got to they were somehow taken away, and there's a lot more greenery and a lot more the Garden of Eden kind of thing.
Alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. We cannot go further with the buildings part of this because we are not wanting to spoil the surprise here for you. But it will be quite astounding what happens as a result of the event and the energies coming in, and specifically the great wave or the great event, we will just call it that, or changeover.
Together.
So, yes. Anyone else there on the phone that has not
yes.
shared yet? Not shared yet.
Not shared yet. Okay.
Well, I'm
yes,
seeing
this is
lots of. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I'm feeling all of this. I know and I feel it is done. It is happening
mm-hmm.
now.
Done.
Yes.
That's
And do you know what? It is happening now because it has already happened at the higher vibrational levels.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And we've said this many times, that before anything manifests here at the third dimensional level that you are on, it first happens at the higher vibrational levels and then filters down, comes down from universal consciousness, universal mind, the creative
mm-hmm.
mind of all of you, the
mm-hmm.
creative mind, the universal mind of collective consciousness. Gets the idea and then puts it into work, you might say. Puts it into action, into manifesting. And then it manifests here at your level.
Mm-hmm.
But what you are talking about is moving beyond the third dimensional level. So the manifestation process is going to be so much faster. You see? So that is where you are in your 5-year outlook here, very potential probability here, that you, what you are seeing, what you are feeling, could very well be what occurs. Again, not written in stone, but pretty close to being sure here. Okay? Could be off a few years here or there, but not too much more. Okay?
Okay. May I check?
Yes, please.
I see the oceans clean, and I see the dolphins and the whales.
You see the oceans clean and the dolphins and whales.
With us. I feel the wild animals.
Yes.
All living in harmony. No more killing.
You feel the harmony of life.
And I feel
yes.
Yeah. It feels like our home in Lemuria.
Like
yes. Your home in Lemuria.
Yes, and that's why
yes.
we can go on the water and we don't have a problem. I can go with the whales and the dolphins and I don't need a tank.
Yes. And do you know what? We're going to give you a hint about that, going a little bit further, because you say you can go in the water.
Yes.
It will be safe to go in the water again because there will be nothing in it that can harm you.
Yes.
The sharks, all of that, not that they will be gone, but they will no longer be flesh eaters.
Wow.
You see?
We'll
the lions, the tigers, the bears, oh my, they will be also not flesh. Over time, it will take a little bit to completely transform their DNA, but it will happen, and it will happen relatively quickly. Because, and this is the reason for this, because of you, those of you, the human condition, will now be of love, not fear. And what do animals attack? Fear. Without fear, they will feel the love coming from you. And there you will be able to move up to a tiger, something James wants to do very much, wants to be able to pet a tiger. Someone else said a lion. Yes.
A mountain tiger.
Literally, the lion shall lay down with the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
And James just sent it, not with the wolves. The wolves not laying down with the lambs. It is the lion laying down with the lamb. Dancing with the wolves. Yes.
I see the ocean.
Yeah.
I see the ocean aquamarine blue.
Yes, the ocean's aquamarine blue. Back to your times in Lemuria. Picture, just for a moment, if you will, those of you who are back in Lemuria, you're back on your beloved motherland, and that incidentally was the motherland, Mu. And you're back there, and you're looking out over the beautiful Pacific Ocean, which, of course, your continent was on this Pacific Ocean, part of it. And you're looking at that ocean, and it is beautiful. Aquamarine blue. Beautiful. Crystalline clear. You see it?
Yes.
Very good. Now, someone else here wanted to say something?
I also see the people, and we're able to create our own vehicles, our own homes, and they are so much different than the vehicles that we see today.
You're able to create your own vehicles, your own homes, and they're so much different than they are today. Yes, because you are different. Your consciousness is different. Your consciousness is not going to allow for gas operating vehicles anymore. How quaint is that? In your technology today, you could be light years beyond the use of fossil fuels for anything. For isn't the sun eternal as far as energy goes? If you could tap into that sun energy. Yes, you have solar energy, but it has been largely curtailed. It has been held back from you, not allowed for the full potential. Wind energy, geothermal energy, energy from energy. You see? Tesla, he knew that. He could bring energy strictly from energy, from nothing. Nothing could be everything. And if he had been allowed to bring his inventions forward, you would not have the electricity as you have today. You would not have your gas-powered vehicles. Your planes, your jets would not be as they are today. You would not be using rocket fuel in your rockets. You would be in anti-gravity machines going to the stars. You see? And incidentally, while we are at that, you all come from the ethers and you journey to the stars and you move now from the stars to the innermost planes of consciousness. Said this once before, and it came from another place that James read in the book earlier, that was channeled from the Pleiadians to the Atlanteans. But we give it here again because it is important to show you how far you have come, but even more importantly, how far you yet have to go, but into the innermost planes of consciousness, higher vibrations, higher dimensions. You see? Does anyone else have 5 years from now before we move on to the next?
People living in peace and love and harmony and know more sickness, no more hunger.
People living in peace and harmony, no more sickness, no more hunger.
No more fear.
Imagine.
No more
fear. Imagine. Imagine. That song, your Imagine song.
Yeah.
By the great John Lennon.
And then no more coveting.
No more coveting what someone else has. because you all will have everything. You see? What need would you have of anything if you already have it?
No money system. Money system gone.
No money system. Eventually, that is true. Because what need would you have of money if you can create it from nothing? You see?
I see and feel great cultural exchanges from the Galactic Brothers.
Oh, yes. Cultural exchanges. Cultural exchanges from the Galactics. Because your Earth, you as the Earth, as the planet, and all of the people on the planet will become a part of the Intergalactic Federation of Worlds. You see? You're already moving in that direction. And he does not know it yet, but he is moving you for that. We speak of the president here now. And the one that he works very closely with, the one in Russia, Putin, they are working together here. Often consciously, but at very much subconscious level here, because they have not been programmed, but they have programmed themselves coming into this. And it was as a time clock went off for them. And they turned from what could have been as far as being a part of the continued expression of the Cabal. They turned from that and became part of the light expression. You see? Are they perfect? No. Who is? But are they doing what they can to bring this transition about? Yes. They are doing everything that they can in the circumstances that they have. Yes. Okay, now we move from 5 years from now, and let's go even further. Okay, ready for this? You're probably thinking, oh, we'll go another 5 years. No, we're going to go 50 years. 50 years. And there are those of you here in the room and those of you are on the phone saying, well, I won't be here anymore.
No, I will be.
That
no,
is not true.
Not true.
Many of you will still be here. Many of you. Maybe not all of you. We cannot say that. But many of you will be here. You will be here because you will be have a rejuvenated life system. Your bodies will return because of your mind and heart connection. Your bodies will return to what they are capable of being. Capable of holding life, yes, certainly. But capable of living literally forever, immortal. There are galactics that have lived for thousands and thousands of years and are still going strong. And if you would look at them now, they would appear as 20, 25 years old to you. Yes, but there are many more besides those ones that you know of directly. Think about that, your lifespan. Now they are 70, 80, 90, 100 years old, somewhere in there. Add another 500 years, sometimes even more, onto that. Again, part of the transition, but when you enter those rejuvenation chambers, and yes, they are real. When you enter those rejuvenation chambers, you will rejuvenate your bodies. And get this, when you are ready, if you want, and if you are tired of the body that you are in, you can change it. You can change it either if you are fully through the ascension process, you can simply think it to be changed. And if you are not, and you have entered the crystalline chambers and have gone through that process, you will then be able to transfer your consciousness, if you want, into a new body. Just as you do in your birth process, but without the birth process. Almost as if you can be a walk-in, a conscious walk-in. You see? You see where we are going with this. Not we, but we as a human civilization here. And we add ourselves into that because we are right along with you here. You see? Now, 50 years from now, what do you see?
Being able to travel by thought.
Travel by thought. Yes, travel by thought. Can you imagine?
Like a flash.
I think it's like a flash. Yes. Can you imagine being there, wherever you are, and thinking yourself to be somewhere else, and poof, you are there.
Can't believe it. Yeah.
Can you?
Well, I've done it. Yeah.
Very good. Then you've just answered your question. But we are speaking now of not astral travel or even etheric travel. We are speaking of physical travel, moving your physical body from one place to another. Not the physical body you have right now, but your new, we'll say your new and improved physical body, your light or lighter physical body.
We will be called physical angels.
You will be called physical angels. Okay? We can go with that. You can call yourself anything you want. You see?
I'm seeing the earth brand of love. I don't know what that is, but I am above the earth looking down.
You're above the earth looking down, yes.
And it looks like there's the earth is just beautiful and pristine and green with beautiful colors.
Yes.
Of this real beautiful colors. But then around the earth, it's like there's a light. Feel around it. It's real light still, and then there's these crystalline glistening protrusions, like big temples or something like that, coming from different places around.
Yes. Hold, please. We need to say some of this. You are seeing crystalline structures as if they had risen up from the ground. And you're seeing this from high above as you are looking down at the pristine earth and the beautiful blue oceans and the greenery everywhere.
And the sense I'm getting is that these crystalline structures are a meeting place.
These crystalline structures are a meeting place.
Where beings and people from other realms can come and meet us.
Yes. Do you remember your Superman movies?
Sure.
And the crystalline home that he had here from his planet?
Mm-hmm.
From the, what was the planet?
Krypton.
Krypton, yes, the planet Krypton.
Yeah.
Not the real planet, just so you know, but based on reality. You
see? They
yes.
Yeah, no more man-made anything on Earth. The Earth is completely rejuvenated. No roads, no homes,
yes.
Nothing.
James just sent us something here. Where you're going, you don't need roads.
No.
You don't have to work. You will want to work.
Yeah.
You see?
No more killing animals for food.
No more what for food?
No more killing
no more
animals
for food.
For food.
No, that will be in the past, certainly. That will come with the consciousness shift.
I would say the Garden of Eden.
The Garden of Eden.
Yes. Heaven,
yes.
On,
heaven on earth.
Finally.
Yes.
The it's a peaceful. It's the existence is just like you do what you want when you want you and you if you feel like laying around you do that in the sun. Then when you feel like getting up to go do something, you do that with other people, and people are always welcoming of you when they see you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How about this for something to visualize, something to imagine here? You are standing there, wherever you are, at your home, wherever it is, and all of a sudden you're a relative, someone in your family thinks of you. And all of a sudden they think of you and you think of them and you're there with them. Immediately. And let's say they are on the beach somewhere, beautiful beach somewhere, either here on this planet or even another planet somewhere. And you are there. Instantaneously.
Yes.
That's what we can do. Right now. That is bilocating.
Yeah.
James once asked, please hold, James once asked us what we do for fun. And our answer to him was, because he thought we sat around and chanted all day. But we said to him that we think bilocating can be quite fun. And he thought, well, yeah, that sounds quite like fun. Do we have, or will you have, things such as sports and things like that? Yes, you will, because you will create it. You will continue the creation.
But not harmful.
Not harmful. You will not harm anyone. Anyone or anything. That will be your consciousness. It will not be possible for you to do it anymore. To even have the thought process such as that. You see?
Not competitive, just playful.
Yes. But there is competitive, and there is another kind of competitive. There is competitive where you are trying to beat the other one. And there is competitive where you are trying to do the best that you can. Be the best that you can be. Those types of sports and things of this nature will continue on as you want them to. You see? You have to understand, now this is not so much 50 years, that is quite a long time, but previous to that, this will be part of the transition. You will not move from your movie theaters and your television sets and your sports broadcasts and all of this all in one night. It will not happen. You will go through a transition. But the movies that you attend will change. They will be movies of light, movies of love, movies of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It will no longer be your horror movies. Yes, they are changing. Because consciousness is changing it. The people are speaking more and more. Look at your foods in your grocery stores as a perfect example here. What is changing in your grocery stores now that was not there previously, much before?
A lot more organic.
Organic. Organic foods.
Yeah.
Yes, go into any of your grocery stores now, and what are you finding? More and more organic, because the people are speaking, and the ones that are producing the foods have to listen. They have no choice if they want to stay in their businesses. But think beyond that and have each one, each home, and we say each home, every single home will have a replicator. And you can replicate anything that you want. From thin air, from energy, energy to matter. Energy to matter. And anything that you can create within your mind, you will be able to create with this replicator, with some exceptions. You will not be able to create harmful products in any way. But it is not so much that you will not be able to, you will not want to.
Mm-hmm.
That is the difference here. There will no longer be the cabal. There will no longer be the corporations that are run by the cabal. You see?
No more poverty. No more poverty.
No more poverty. Certainly no more poverty. If you have a replicator and you could, if you want, replicate a ton of gold, you could do it.
You don't need gold.
But you wouldn't want to because you won't need to anymore. You won't need it for anything. You see?
Another thing I used to think when this all came out of the pieces of documents, how can you freak out? I know it won't come in that room.
How can you create a house?
With that machine.
With a replicator.
Yeah, well, I have to have some property someplace to put it. Because it wouldn't show up in the house then.
So what are you, your question is, how would you be able to use a replicator to create a home?
Yes, into land first.
Because it is energy into matter.
Yes.
Based on your creative principle within you, your creative consciousness. If you can create it in your mind, if you can visualize it, you will be able to send that as a conscious thought into the replicator. This is the more advanced systems we're speaking of now that the galactics will introduce, not the ones that are already in process now, but ones that come later. But you will be able to imbue your consciousness into this replicating device, and from that energy to matter, you create the picture of the home that you want, and poof, there it is.
That wasn't where we were. I said, where can I place it?
Wherever you want.
I mean, if I have to have land.
Place it on an island if you want.
Oh, good.
Place it wherever you want. Place it on another planet. You see? Do you see the freedom that is coming?
I have an urgent question.
Yes?
There's something out there blinking and it's not moving and it looks very big and this is a ship. It's not moving at all. You see it? Come over here.
Do you see it?
Yeah, that's been wild. Yeah.
Now, rather than we answer that for you, you answer that for yourselves in terms of...
Yes.
Ask it. Speak to it. Speak to it.
Thank you for coming.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You're here.
James is in here saying, I missed it again. Blinking a light right now, because this is happening to this body that we are speaking through now is seeing the blinking light.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. we're going to release channel here so that James is able to also witness this directly.
Oh, wow.
Is it still there?
Yes, it is.
Then we are going to release here. Shanti, be seated.
Be craft.
Be seated.
Are you all seeing a